It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, February 4th, 2021. Today, in our continuing quest to learn why we say what we say when we say it, we'll consider the use of the words left and right to designate the opposite sides of the political spectrum. As Madeline Carlyle explained in an article written for Time magazine in 2019, the terms are metaphors today, but they began as literal descriptions, according to Sophia Rosenfeld, a professor of European and American intellectual history at the University of Pennsylvania. The story begins in France in the summer of 1789. As the French Revolution gained steam, an angry mob had just stormed the Bastille, a fortress prison in Paris that had become notorious for political abuse. The National Assembly gathered to act as the nation's new government, and the Assembly had as its principal goal the writing of a new constitution. One of the main issues the Assembly debated was how much power the king should have. Would he have the right to an absolute veto? As the debate raged on, those who thought the king should have that prerogative sat on the right of the president of the Assembly, and those who thought he should not, the more radical view, sat on the left. In other words, those who wanted to hew close to tradition were on the right, and those who wanted more change were on the left. The seating pattern repeated itself in subsequent legislatures and parliaments in France, and it quickly entered the popular vernacular throughout Europe. According to Michael Kazan, a professor of politics at Georgetown University, the terms did not take hold in America until the 20th century, beginning in the 1920s. But just as the use of left and right in their political context were becoming more common, those who might have used them most started to shy away from them. There were communists and socialists active in the U.S. in the 1920s and 1930s, but they became less likely to call themselves leftists for multiple reasons. First, when President Franklin Roosevelt established the New Deal in the 1930s, he ushered in an era of liberalism that made peace with private enterprise. Many people who had been active socialists chose to support the New Deal, sacrificing some of their more radical ideologies in the name of making progress in mainstream politics. Then in the 1940s and 50s, the Cold War and the Red Scare raised the stakes for those on the left. Jobs, especially jobs in government, were lost for speaking actively in support of the socialist or leftist point of view. Meanwhile, conservative thinkers began linking the growth of the liberal state to what they called leftism, with its radical socialist associations. In America today, left and right suggest progressives and conservatives, but the definition of the center is still ever-changing. As the far left and the far right become stronger, the center weakens and falls away. Some argue that's exactly what's happening right now. Perhaps there is some wisdom to be had from that eminent American political scientist, Dr. Seuss, who reminds us, "Think left and think right, and think low and think high. Oh, the thinks you can think up, if only you try." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 4th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.